Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Another hour of the Bill Michaels Show. How are we looking? And hopefully you're enjoying the day today. It's a Friday, getting ready to get out of work for the weekend. Unless, of course, you got to work on the weekend. But then again, I'm sure many of you are anticipating some of the sports this weekend. That is the Bucks. You've also got AFC and NFC championship games. You've got college hoops going on as well. So a lot to discuss as we are sitting here talking a little bit earlier about the Green Bay Packers. As you look around the roster and you start to say, okay, what's the dead weight on this thing? And what do they need to do? You're talking about quite a few guys that you could have question marks about that could they, would they, should they remain with this ball club or maybe not? And how much money will you save? Well, we went through the list a little while ago. You know, Randall Cobb, Clay Matthews, Brian Bulaga, Jimmy Graham, Mason Crosby, Lance Kendricks, Jason Spriggs, Nick Perry, Mo Wilkerson, Byron Bell, Devon House. All that equals right about $45 to $50 million, depending on what you do and don't keep and who's making the value, so to speak. Now, we know Aaron Rodgers' contract's big. You've got some other guys in this team that are making some good chunks of change. You know, the top three are Aaron Rodgers, Randall Cobb, and Clay Matthews. So the top two out of the top three aren't going to be around, most likely, or if they are, it's for a very reduced rate. David Bakhtiari, your left tackle, $11 million this past year. Devontae Adams, $10 million this past year. Then you got Brian Bulaga, Jimmy Graham, Mason Crosby. There's Corey Linsley making 4.8. He's been really solid. Lane Taylor making 4.1. He's solid. Tremont Williams on that one-year deal, was it $3.6 million, I think, is what his deal is. But in the grandest of schemes, you've got some guys making some change. And, you know, how good are they? How much dead weight are they? You know, you look at the running back position, you're pretty set there. You know, you got Jamal Williams, Aaron Jones, maybe you pick up one other guy. You got three or four other guys right now on this team, but they're not making much money and they're just kind of filling things in. You got a fullback in Danny Vitale. But like I mentioned, Randall Cobb, 12.5, you're going to save. Devontae Adams, you know he's good. Trevor Davis is a guy that you have to think about. Trevor Davis has been banged up. Now, if you do cut him loose, you're only going to make about $600,000 to $700,000. Geronimo Allison is an interesting cat. Here's the reason why. Now, don't forget, Geronimo Allison is a restricted free agent. Did you realize that? He is. Now, he's also coming off a season that he was on the IR. So he's not going to get a whole lot more, but he's going to get some more, which is the reason I say when you look at this thing and people say, well, they got $50, $55 million to spend. Well, yes and no. Geronimo Allison made $630,000. You're going to assume he's going to make more than that this year. Jamal Moore, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Equanimeous St. Brown, Robert Tonyan, go through that list, Jake Kumerow. That's relatively minimal money. Those are all minimal money, or they're on their rookie deals. Okay. Then you got the tight end of Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham due to make 12.6. So he is going from 5.9, basically $6 million, and doubling that. 12.6. Lance Kendricks, unrestricted free agent. Mercedes Lewis, This is it for him when it comes to his deal. Saving a little money there. Bakhtiari is going to go up. He's going to make $14 million from the $11 million he made this past year. So you're losing $3 million there. Brian Bulaga basically stays the same if you choose to keep him. If you choose not to keep him, you're going to get about $6.5 million back. Corey Linsley, due to make $8 million the upcoming year from the $4.8 million, so basically $3.5 million, something like that, you're going to pay more to him, so you're going to lose a little money there. And then he goes up to $10.5 million after that. Lane Taylor goes from $4.1 million to $5.4 million, so $1.3 million you're going to lose there. Byron Bell, unrestricted free agent, who I had mentioned, Jason Spriggs, making about the same, but if you cut him loose, you're going to get about $1 million back. Lucas Patrick, you get $555,000, if, you know, if you cut him loose. Alex Light, Adam Pankey. You know, Cole Madison. Cole Madison's on a milk carton, too. I mean, you're waiting for him to come back. You don't even know what you've got in him. He could actually, I mean, talk about a guard. He was a guy that really, there was a lot of people really high on when he came into the OTAs and minicamp. And then a close friend of his had passed away. And I don't know all the details. I just know that, you know, apparently he took it pretty hard. I don't know where that lies or anything, but Cole Madison was a guy they drafted and never materialized. Then you've got guys like Mike Daniels, Mo Wilkerson, Kenny Clark. Daniels is going to go up about $1 million. Mo Wilkerson is an unrestricted free agent. If you get, if you don't bring him back, that's $4.5 million you're going to keep in your pocket until you pay it out to somebody else. But then Kenny Clark goes from $2.5 million to $2.9 million. There's Montrevious Adams, Dean Lowry. You're all going up in price, but not by dramatic amounts. Tyler Lancaster goes up a couple $100,000. I mean, it's nothing huge there. Clay Matthews, $11.4 million. You're going to get that back. Nick Perry goes from 10.6 to 14.437. Can you bring him back? If you don't, you're going to collect about $3.1 million. You're going to have some dead money there from him. He'll be about one of the largest amounts of dead money on the roster, if indeed you cut him loose, unless, of course, you cut him and Jimmy Graham. Jake Ryan, unrestricted free agent. What do you do there? If you don't bring Jake Ryan back, that's $2.1 million. You're going to gain that back. And then on down the list, Kyler Fackrell, Blake Martinez, Oren Burks, Antonio Morrison. You go through the whole list of people. Nobody else really other than, say, Devon House. There's Kentrell Bryce, Bashaud Breeland. If you don't bring any of them back, you're in essence making about, you know, almost $2 million, $1.9 million, something like that. Nothing huge. There's no big money there. But anyway, that's a quick list of your Green Bay Packers and all the cap area and the cap hits that you have. So when you go through that list and you look at it monetarily and you look at the dead wood on this team, you know, who's a big number that you're going to say, you know what, they're not coming back? Is there anybody there that you would say, I have to bring back? Randall Cobb, Clay Matthews, Brian Bulaga, Jimmy Graham, Mason Crosby, Lance Kendricks, Jason Spriggs, Nick Perry, Mo Wilkerson, Byron Bell, Devon House. Out of all of them, is there anybody that you would say, you know what, if I can get him for a reduced price, I'm bringing that guy back? Who would that be? 855-830-8648. And that is on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MilHockey talk line. Who would that be? Out of the names I just gave you, who would that be? This portion of the program also brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. If you have a big party coming up, maybe Super Bowl, okay? Maybe you're going to do this for Super Bowl. Get the 2-foot party sub, or you just call them up and you get it catered. You get that big party box, all the different subs. You get some of the curds. You get salads. You get cookies. You get chips. You get soups. Whatever it is you want, whatever it is your heart desires, check out our friends at Cousin Subs. Go to CousinSubs.com. That's CousinSubs.com. That's where they believe in better. So out of all the names, Cobb, Matthews, Bulaga, Graham, Crosby, Kendricks, Spriggs, Perry, Wilkerson, Bell, or House. Out of all of those, is there somebody or numerous that you would say, you know what, yeah, got to have this back. Got to have this guy come back. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Chime in. The real Harry Doyle says, got to get Clay Matthews back at a reduced price. What else do we have? This one is from Mark, who says, I would love to see Randall Cobb come back. That way you have a veteran wide receiver working with Aaron Rodgers. He's going to need one until the young guys finally come of age. Those are probably the two most likely that people would want to bring back, as I can see it. Dan says, if I had to go with a quarterback, I would go with Drew Brees. Aaron Rodgers, not even close. Aaron Rodgers is all figure of the media. He the wins, baby, that's what counts. Don't care about the starts or don't care about the stats, just wins. Well, wait a minute. Dan, you had three seasons in which they went 7-9. He didn't have the same amount of wins as Aaron Rodgers. There was a season Aaron Rodgers wasn't even there. He wasn't part of it. But if you want to talk about just wins, then you would probably go with Aaron Rodgers. He's been in the postseason more. In response to your last caller before the break, Drew Brees gets rid of the ball, not trying to make all the home run throws. Rodgers doesn't take the checkdowns like Brees does, and Brady does it better than anybody. That's from Randy in Oshkosh talking about the comparison between Rodgers and Brees and the reason that Brees doesn't have to run for his life. Brees did run for his life for a while until they finally started making the deals. They traded away Jimmy Graham, picked up Unger. They ended up solidifying their offensive line with some draft choices. And now they've got a better offensive line. Thomas has been a godsend. Kamara was a guy that they picked in the draft, and he has turned out to be all of that. They bolstered their defense, and this is where they're at in an NFC Championship game. It's understandable. This one is sent from Carson. Ah, what could have been. Brees has always had the wide receivers, running backs with a decent defense. If Rodgers was throwing to Graham in his prime, Colston, Cooks, Thomas, and had Kamara, Pierre Thomas and Ingram begins with the imagine what his numbers would be, and his offensive line weapons, or his offensive weapons disappeared, and the defense faded. Rodgers did less and less, and yet Rodgers had less and less, and yet look at what he was still able to accomplish with less. He could have done so much more. His statistics can be so skewed. When you look at the skill Rodgers possesses and how crazy he is, I would take Rodgers. Just wish he had more weapons. I think he's had good weapons. Aaron Rodgers hasn't been completely bereft of talent. I mean, there was a year there where it seemed like every wide receiver was going down with an injury, but he hasn't been bereft of talent. But it's tough to just look at the stats and say that's guy. But that's all we have to measure guys off of. You know, I mean, we can take everything into consideration, every game played, every condition that they played in, and you can get into all of that, but, you know, I mean, just me. If I had to sit here today and say I was gonna get one game where I had a lot of talent around the quarterback and I was going to have one quarterback lead me, who would it be? And I'd probably have to say Aaron Rodgers, not because he's sitting here in our own backyard, but because he's got the versatility of it being able to run. He's got a strong arm on the run. He can still throw it, almost drop it in a bucket on the run. You got veteran quarterbacks that kind of can get on the same page with him. He can make them look like stars as well. But I just think he's a better physical specimen quarterback than Drew Brees. Now, if I had to take one team to make a run right now, obviously I'd go with the New Orleans Saints. I mean, just a better overall team and a better overall situation. And Sean Payton, with what he did with Taysom Hill and the way he ran the Wildcat and some of those plays, he's got it going on as a play caller right now. He's not afraid to be innovative. So I'd have to probably go with Sean Payton. 855-830-8648. Your thoughts coming back right after this.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show on the air. We are glad you're on board today. Thanks so much, as always. Hopefully you're having a terrific day today. Got a question here. When they were talking about Alvin Kamara, said, where did he come from? Last year, he was a third-round draft choice. Kamara burst onto the scene. I mean, he came out of Tennessee. Third-round draft choice. Junior entry, by the way. Double transfer from Alabama and Hutchinson Community College, if I'm not mistaken. He ended up starting 24 games, began his career at Alabama, but after being in the Nick Saban doghouse and not being really able to come out of it, he looked at Derrick Henry and Kenyon Drake, Kamara opted to transfer, and quicker than fast, he good body control, all that kind of stuff, had huge ratings via our lads' scouting service. But there was some question because, you know, obviously playing at Tennessee, he was never the bell cow runner, you know, behind Jalen Hurt. Jalen Hurt was the guy at Tennessee. But he was a guy that believed in his talent, and they ended up taking a chance on him in the third round. And Kamara ends up becoming one of their main staples. Him and Mark Ingram, a really tremendous 1-2 punch back there behind Drew Brees in the running back system. 855-830-8648. We went over the Packers. I mean, out of all the names, is there a guy that you just don't want back? Most people are saying Nick Perry, talk to you later. Most people that say that if a guy could come back, it's split between Randall Cobb and Clay Matthews. Now, most people are saying Clay Matthews only comes back if he's a third down guy or maybe just a middle linebacker. And then you find pass rushers on the outside, and he only does it for anywhere from $3 to $5 million a year. I don't know if he's going to take that. But if he wants to remain with the Green Bay Packers, maybe he does. Who knows? Maybe that's what Mike Pettine says. Hey, this is the way I want to use you. See if it happens that way. But out of all the names we gave you, those are the two most popular to talk about. A few did say bring back Jimmy Graham. A healthy Jimmy Graham next year can be on the same page with Aaron Rodgers and find another tight end to go along with him. Jared Cook is going to be on the open market. And if you can pick up a guy like Jared Cook or pick up Jared Cook, then certainly the tight end position becomes that much better. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED, and they got a 98% success rate, by the way. 98% success rate at treating guys with EDs without the side effects of the pills. They give you a 98% success rate, and they don't have the side effects of the pill. Where else are you going to get those kind of odds? I mean, come on. Then there's the low-T treatments if you're kind of feeling moody, if you're feeling sluggish, no stamina, you know, you don't have the mental clarity you used to have. Maybe if you're over the age of 30, you just give them a call and head on in. 414-455-4451. Remember, nothing happens unless you make a phone call. 414-455-4451. Then there's the all-in-one weight loss program. If you put it on in the holidays, the cookies, the cakes, the pies, the potatoes, and the stuffing, and everything else that goes along with it, if you put on a few, maybe you just want to jumpstart you all over again here in the new year now that everything is kind of settled back down. Call our friends at Neumel Medical, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. This is from Jack, who says, no, I don't want any of them back. Bill Belichick wouldn't bring any of these losers back. It's time to cut them loose and quit living on the names. This Packers team needs to move forward, and if that means having one more year of suffering, then so be it. But let's get some good players in here, not the retreads that we're banking on and hoping just to get one more season out of. Let's be honest, we're banking on 2020, not 2019. If it's 2019 and you need to fortify a position, then do it. If it's not, go ahead and bring in some new blood, some new free agents, sign them to a little bit longer deal, and get this team together ready by 2020. Quit trying to always make next year the year. That's an interesting take. If you believe that you're going to go for everything in 2020, then you're right. You wouldn't be signing Cobb and Matthews. And we talked about this before. And look, Bill Belichick's not going to give that kind of money to Clay Matthews. He wouldn't have. He would have said, hey, if you're going to talk about big-time payroll and salary, and I'm seeing a little bit of a decline, and I got to worry about whether or not I'm going to play you inside or outside, I don't need you. We'll find somebody else. I'll coach him up. I get the most out of these people. Timothy says Wilkerson at a good price, keeps some veteran depth on the defensive line. Well, you do have, I mean, Kenny Clark and Mike Daniels are both veterans. They've been around a while. Now, if you're talking about somebody else besides Montrevious Adams, I can agree with that. I don't know what Mo Wilkerson's going to add. Apparently, that was a pretty significant break. Donald says, I'm bringing Bulaga back only if he is moving to guard. Then I'm grabbing Thomas Davis when he's released from Carolina and drafting one of the tackles in the first round as well. Also, an outside linebacking edge rusher, have to have it. As far as your offensive line, I like it. I like it a lot. Really do. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. What else do we have here for you? This is from Randy. Randy writes in the Wendy's email inbox, I think Aaron Rodgers needs to be upright. If you fortify an offensive line in front of him, he's only going to get better and be able to pick defenses apart. I don't care if it's the defense from the Bears or the Vikings. He'll be that much better. You have to get him a veteran wide receiver, probably a veteran tackle, and then fortify your defense. After that, I think you're going to be good. Yes, you can win next year, but more likely in 2 years, you're ready to actually win a Super Bowl. And again, I wouldn't argue with any of that philosophy at all. Steve says, hey, guys, love the talk between Breeze and Rodgers. I think Breeze is by far a better person and a better quarterback just because he has always been stable and steady. He has taken a beating, and he keeps getting up. He has not taken any hits that's going to keep him out for significant time. Can we call Aaron Rodgers fragile? I don't think so, just because of the tackles and the way he fell. However, as the seasons have drawn on, the injuries have mounted, and that's something you can't deny. His missed games statistic is something that really bothers me. Do you need to start looking for his replacement now or in the next 3 years? That is a great question, but I'd probably say in the next three. Yeah, I don't think you need to look for a replacement. Put it this way. You've got Drew Brees sitting at the age of 40, 39, and you got Tom Brady at 41. Both are very serviceable. Both are really good. I don't even want to say serviceable. That's an insult to them. They're both really good. So Aaron Rodgers, why not? So if you're going to have Aaron Rodgers around for the next five, he's 35, the next 5 years, why do you have to find a quarterback this year? Because all you're going to do is draft him, cultivate him, and lose him because he's going to want to go start somewhere else. He's going to want to be in his own shadow. He doesn't want to be in Aaron Rodgers' shadow. And then you're going to be doing it all over again. So as far as Deshaun Kizer's fine for now. Let him play this thing out and see how it goes. But I think for right now, Aaron Rodgers, you give him two more years, then you start looking for another quarterback, somebody that can back up Aaron Rodgers and that can be maybe the next day or Aaron Rodgers. But for right now, you don't have to do that. I don't think you have to do that. I'm not overly concerned about it. Let's go to Dave listening to us in Oshkosh. Dave, how you doing today, man? What's going on in your world?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
So I think the only one that we should pay is Bulaga. All the rest of them, it depends how much money it's going to cost, including Allison. We might get Allison for cheap, and we might get Matthews for cheap, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how much Matthews is going to want. That's an interesting question.
He's not worth a huge contract. He's just not anymore. You know, if he gets middle linebacker money, then, yeah, he's worth it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Allison, I don't know how much he's going to end up getting, but he's not worth all that money either because it's too much of a risk that he might not be there with the other young receivers we have.
Yeah, Geronimo Allison right now, he is – what is he making? I think he's – Geronimo Allison, I think he's only making like $600,000 to $700,000. So he may get
– You know, if it's a couple million, yeah, but
– Yeah, I mean, he's not going to get any more than that. He was hurt all season.
Right.
Yeah. He became a fast favorite Aaron Rodgers. I could see him making like 1.2, something like that.
Yeah, that's fine. Then yeah. But if he's making more than that, then he's not worth it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely don't think, what's his name, Graham is worth that $12 million price tag either.
No.
But are we stuck with that?
Well, you're not stuck with anything. It just depends on what you're willing to pay for a guy that's no longer on your team and how much dead cap space you're going to have.
That's just it. How much are we going to get hit if we don't sign him?
If you don't sign Jimmy Graham, you're probably going to get, like $5 million back?
Yeah,
$3 to $5 million, something like that.
So you're losing $7 million, so that's a hard one. I don't know what to say about that one.
Yeah.
And the other thing I wanted to mention is, Rodgers had some weapons, but those young receivers were good in spurts. They weren't always where they're supposed to be. They haven't learned how to run when he's scrambling yet. I think if you put Drew Brees on our team, he's not nearly having the year he had this year in New England. So.
Yeah. No, that I can agree with as well. Appreciate the phone call. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Hang in there. The AFC and the NFC championship predictions. I'll take yours and I'll give you mine. In case you weren't listening last night, which we went through that whole montage, myself and Mike Clemens and company. John Dodds was there as well. We had a good time last night out of Maddie's Pub right there on College Avenue. So if you're out and about, they did have the Bill Michaels burger flowing last night. I was fired up for that. Had that a couple of times. Took one home with me as well. But we had a great one. We're going to do some NFC and AFC championship predictions. That is coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad you are on board today. Hopefully you're having a good time. Probably out there buying supplies, hunkering down, getting ready for the Great White Death. It's on its way. Be careful. It can hurt you. I know. I got a couple of emails. I got one from Kathy in the Northwoods. Said, are you kidding me? 4 inches? We got 17 earlier this year. I haven't been paying attention to the Northwoods weather, but I can only imagine you've seen a little bit more than, say, maybe the Milwaukee area, the Sheboygan area scene. So hey, I get it, no problem. Yeah, when you're taking a snowmobile to work or something to that effect, that's a little different than worrying about whether or not the snowplow is going to hit your street. You know. When you're in Northwoods, that's a whole different series. You know what I'm saying? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Hey, this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends over there at Quick Trip, and they are reminding you they have the fresh blends going on right now. You just go in. They have 30 different types of drinks. You just go in, you push the button, whatever it is you want, put the cup under there. Make sure you put the cup under there, otherwise you're screwing up the whole joint. But put the cup under there. You're fantastic. Good to go. And today you got 4 for $1 cake donuts through January 21st. 4 for $1 cake donuts going on right now all throughout the weekend. So if you're looking for something to dunk in the coffee or the hot chocolate while you're sitting there watching the snow fly, that'd be a good way to go about it. That is our friends from Quick Trip. Make sure you use your Quick Rewards card. Go to Quick Trip, K-W-I-K, quicktrip.com. That is quicktrip.com. Back to the phone calls as we get into the AFC and the NFC championship predictions coming up here momentarily. Real quick, Colin is in Waukesha. Colin, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
When talking about the Packers' upcoming free agents, I honestly think they should cut ties with Clay Matthews, Cobb, Perry. I think they need to reallocate their salary and go out and get a big-name defensive player because I personally love the production that the young wide receivers were showing. I think with Devontae Adams being our number one and having our young wide receiving core grow together, I think the offense over time will chime, get a groove on, and I think that the salary should go towards defense. I do think we should keep Graham for at least one more year because I think he is a very good talent. I just think they need to figure out a way to use him correctly, and I think the offense and the defense will work together well.
All right, appreciate it. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. So these are some of the thoughts. Now tell me if there's any of these names that really kind of trip the trigger here, because there's going to be a few guys that are going to be out there that maybe, just maybe, you could pick up if you're the Green Bay Packers as far as your free agents go. So the top 25 NFL free agents 2019, and there's a lot of defenders out there. You've got the defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence of the Cowboys. Don't worry about his sack number dropping to just 10.5. Lawrence backed up his breakout last year of 14.5 with another season as a top 5 pass rusher. Obviously, Le'Veon Bell is going to be out there. Jadeveon Clowney is going to be out there. I don't think he's going to hit the market. I think the Texans are going to probably use the franchise tag on him, but we'll see. There's Grady Jarrett, the defensive tackle for the Falcons. He's 25 years old. They call him, the game wrecker. He's improved every year. There's little chance that the Falcons are going to let him get away, but certainly he could be a guy that's on the market. There's Trey Flowers. Not your prototypical pass rusher from the outside, but he can do everything pretty well from a lot of different positions. So if you're looking for somebody that's very versatile, much like Mike Pettine does, you might pick up Trey Flowers. Don't forget Earl Thomas, the safety. You're looking for safety help, too. He'd be higher on the list if not for his two previous seasons being marred by injury. He has maintained a high level of play. And as a potential Hall of Famer, he's not even 30 yet. Earl Thomas might be a guy you want to go after. There's the outside linebacker, D. Ford. You need speed on the outside. His first step is among the best in football, they say. They might use a franchise tag on him to make sure his breakout season can be repeated, but that's another guy to keep an eye on. There's Frank Clark of the Seahawks, Landon Collins of the Giants, the safety back there. There's C.J. Mosley, the linebacker from the Ravens. You know, inside linebackers don't really get the big money in free agency, although Mosley could be an exception, but he's a four-time Pro Bowler. He's known for his real smarts and leadership. You need that. There's Anthony Barr, don't forget, of the Vikings. He's the guy that put Aaron Rodgers out of commission. Sheldon Richardson, the defensive tackle of the Vikings as well. There's a lot of guys that are going to be on the open market, they believe, coming up this year, and the Packers should have some money to spend. Real quick, let's go back to John in Oak Creek. John, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, doing great, Bill.
Thank you. What's happening?
Yeah. As far as the Packer players that I thought, if we can get them back at a reasonable rate, just to keep some sort of leadership back on the team, Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, and maybe Bulaga. But, you know, again, at a reduced, you know, reasonable rate, you know, they can negotiate that. Mm-hmm. If you look at the – otherwise, free agency would be the thing for the Packers to look at as well to beef up this team, because they're going to, like you said, they're going to need some outside pass rushers, and they're going to need to beef up that offensive line. Because if you look at the teams in the playoffs this week, like the Rams, you know, they have a great offensive line that can get those holes open for those running backs. I mean, they're also got, you know, with Todd Gurley and C.J. Anderson with the Rams, for instance, those guys can really open up some good holes. And I think the Packers need to do like what, you know, like a team like the Saints did, where, you know, they actually added, like in 2017, they got Marshawn Lattimore and Ryan Ramczyk, the
right
tackle from Wisconsin, to beef up their line.
Mm-hmm.
And then they added Alvin Kamara in the third round when
right
they traded up to get him. So you look at one draft alone, the Saints, that is, just really improved their team tremendously.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I completely agree. They really fortified the trenches, and then everything else kind of trickled down from there. Appreciate the phone call.
Thanks.
855-830-8648. That brings us to prediction time. AFC and NFC championship games. Now, if you heard the piece that I did earlier this morning that aired on many of these same network stations, you know, kind of know where my heart is, or maybe more so my head, but I'm just kind of looking at the veterans here. I'm looking at Breeze and Brady. There is so many storylines to think about. Okay, obviously Patrick Mahomes trying to cap off the season that he has had. Breeze and Brady, Peyton and Belichick, you're talking about matching up minds, veterans, oh, everything. That would be, and you know, we went over this, Who Dat Nation and infiltrating Atlanta. And Atlanta is their dreaded, hated, seethingly hated rival. So they get to go there in their house and possibly win a Super Bowl. And then Patriots fans, they're kind of arrogant with the been there, done that before. I mean, they've been to the Super Bowl quite a bit over the last 5 years. And they're kind of yawning, going, okay, let's make up for what we didn't do last year and just go ahead and get our sixth ring and we'll get out of here. And so they got an arrogance about them. But, you know, Brady's coming towards the end of his career, and how many more years is he going to do this? And Belichick, I mean, if they get another one, then they really solidify themselves as the modern-day version of Starr and Lombardi. In addition to that, there's a guy like Andy Reid who needs this thing as bad as anybody. Because Andy, I mean, you got veteran coaches, Andy Reid, Sean Payton, and Bill Belichick against Sean McVay. Now, McVay is trying to kind of say, okay, my coaching tree, and everybody's trying to find a young up-and-comer. My guys are going to get you there, and he's the next coming. In the meantime, you got the older guys that are there, a guy like Andy Reid, who desperately needs this Super Bowl to validate what you know, people have thought of his career, or the fact to get some of the, you know, the critics off of his back when it comes to his career, because he's been a guy that can get you there, or at least get you deep into the postseason, but doesn't get you the ultimate game. He's only been there once. That was with Donovan McNabb and T.O., and T.O. came back after 2 weeks from a broken leg. Then you got, like I said, the Patrick Mahomes side of things. I'm sure you're going to follow Jeff Allen, their offensive lineman, that whole story, finding the Dave guy, the homeless guy that was living in his car. Dave's going to be in the stands this weekend because he helped out Allen, getting him through the snowstorm last weekend. And if they should win and go to the Super Bowl, does he give him tickets to that? and take him down there, down to Atlanta. So we'll have to wait and see. Then you've got the whole glitz and glam of L.A. and Jared Goff and Gurley and Sean McVay being that young head coach and an energetic guy and the open and honest guy. And come on in, take a look around. Sure, no problem, no secrets, let's go. We're just going to line up and do this. And they gave all that money to Donald. And so there is so many storylines in this. It's just it's fascinating. And the top four offenses in football all squaring off this weekend against one another. If I had to have my druthers, I'd probably take Brady and Breeze to do this. The arrogance of the Patriots and their fans and the fact that they've been there, done that, and they're looking to add to that legacy. On the other hand, you're looking for Peyton and Breeze to solidify themselves, Breeze to go over top of Rodgers in the conversation, the way they rebuilt that team after some 7-9 seasons, and Peyton being a very creative and innovative offensive play caller. And so the veterans also proving to Packer Nation, if you want to let it hit home, that guys over the age of 39 can get the job done and send you to a Super Bowl, which would give you at least 4 more years of hope for Aaron Rodgers to get back to 1, if not 2 or more Super Bowls before his career is over. So there's so much. But if I had to take a prediction, I'm going to take Tom Brady, the veteran, over Patrick Mahomes. Bill Belichick, always over Andy Reid, because he's always got something up his sleeve, even though I believe that the talent and the home field advantage will favor Kansas City. I just think that Brady and Belichick win out. And who that nation's going to be going crazy. And I think it's a bit much for both Sean McVay and Jared Goff to go up against Peyton and Breeze. So I'm picking the veteran quarterbacks this weekend to ultimately end up in the Super Bowl. And then we will be talking about everybody and talking to everybody down in Atlanta, Georgia. Do you see it the same? Do you see it different? 855-830-8648. When we come back, we'll also have the new mail heads up plays of the week. When we're down in Atlanta, by the way, I want to remind you, we're going down there. Compliments to Milwaukee Admirals. Go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com for everything they have coming up. Some good concert series, too. They've got Styx coming to town after a game coming up on the 8th, on February 8th. That is Styx, the rockers from the 70s and the 80s and 90s. Go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. Also, our good friends at Auto Paint and Supply, and they are all over the place. They get it done, whether it's fleets, whether it's marine, whether it's industrial, or just individual cars. They can do everything for you. That's Auto Paint and Supplies. They've got all the products as well. Go to GoAutoPaint.com. That is GoAutoPaint.com. There's Book Signature, BookSignature.com from our friends at Signature Limo, and they are one of the nation's leading ground transportation providers. You can check out my friends Pat and Brooke over there and their entire tremendous staff, Tim and Bruce and everybody. They're small enough to know your name, big enough to handle your every need. That is Signature Limo. Go to BookSignature.com. The Boat Show starts today, and stop down to the Boat Show in Milwaukee, and you can check out my friends over at Skipper Buds. They've got locations in Pewaukee, Milwaukee, Madison, everywhere, Oshkosh. But make sure you go and see my friends over at the Boat Show at Skipper Buds. They've got a boat that is right for you. More of the Bill Michaels Show. New Mail Heads Up Plays of the Week next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad you are on board. Time now for the new mail heads up plays of the week. Number one, Giannis getting his. It's a triple-double against Miami. Take a listen.
Brogdon for three. The 13th triple tonight. And the first for Brogdon.
Brogdon gets the three. Giannis gets the assist. That is a triple-double. How about that? How we look at number two, Radio Joe.
These highlights courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Over to Bucks and Grizzlies. DJ Wilson just continues to be a monster.
The turnover, but capitalizing beautifully at the offensive end. Oh, my gosh. It never ends in this quarter. Eric Bledsoe and DJ Wilson. Look at the smiles on the bench. Unbelievable energy. And as Marcus pointed out, efficiency.
Oh, my goodness. Number three, here's Giannis posterizing.
Held under 10 in three of the last five games. Giannis flushes, holds over Gasol. And Primo yells while he holds on to the rim with that right hand.
There you go. That is Giannis with a posterizing dunk, and there you have it. That is from Fox Sports Wisconsin. That is the Neumel Heads Up Plays of the Week, brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical Center. Call them. You can't do anything to get a new you if you don't make a phone call. Pick it up, 414-455-4451, 414-455-4451. That is the Neumel Medical Center. Again, 414-455-4451. 4451. Always good stuff there. Coming up in the next hour, our good friend Mike Clemens is going to be joining us. We have some buy or sell right after the top of the hour. Mike Clemens is going to join us, our Green and Gold Insider, and we're going to take a look at this team. We'll also start to look ahead towards the NFC and the AFC championship games. And next week's going to be exciting because we're going to know who obviously is going to Atlanta, Georgia. And Mike and I and our staff are going to be heading down there a week from tomorrow and getting settled in. And then we have our broadcast live from Radio Row at the National Congress Center, I think that's what it is, in Atlanta, Georgia, which is right next to the old Georgia Dome. And the Georgia Dome is between the Congress Center, which is their big convention center, and the Mercedes-Benz Center. So we're going to be down there coming up a week from Monday, but really, really excited about it. It's always a great week. It's always a whole list of stars and Hall of Famers and celebrities and such that come rolling through there. And some interesting cats as well. I mean, we do the Wounded Warrior Project, and we do a lot of stuff with veterans down there. We do a lot of stuff with some advertisers obviously come through. We say hi to them. And you just never know who's going to walk in on Radio Row and say, hey, can we come on the program? So we're really looking forward to that. We'll talk with Mike about that coming up here in just a little bit. Also, real quick, let you know, it is a Pizza Friday. There is nothing better on a Pizza Friday than pizza, obviously. And that is our friend from Luigi's. Luigi's Pizza, it's fantastic. Luigi's different than most frozen pizzas out there. For the most part, their pizza is handmade right here, Belgium, Wisconsin. Delicious, fresh ingredients, 100% real cheese. My personal favorite, the Big Daddy. And I've already got that ready to go tonight when the snow starts flying. That's what I'm doing tonight. I'm going to sit down, whatever's on this evening, I'm going to watch it. And I'm going to sit back with the Big Daddy in the bar, maybe have a cigar. It's a perfect night. Maybe even light a fire in a fireplace a little bit later on. They've got varieties of tasty meat. They've got plain. They've got pepperoni. Supreme, which is what we're having in studio today. Sherry and I and the kids love them. We usually make two of them and just start spacing them out because they're that good. Even the dogs love them. But for over 40 years, it's been Luigi's, the frozen pizza that tastes fresh, guaranteed, available at quality grocery stores and taverns all throughout Wisconsin. Make it a Luigi's kind of night, my friends. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.